Yeah, make you ask the question, how can people fall so far away from the mainstream in a modern country such as ours? We'll be talking about that in just a moment. What conditions are they dealing with? The other side of life here in West Yorkshire. It's Thursday. Your finance expert, Neil Liversidge, is in the building with his refreshing brand of plain speaking about cash and your money issues. And he's aiming to convey to you and I what the lives of homeless people in West Yorkshire is really like. Nigel Tooby is the man behind the camera. Nigel, why did you set about this exhibition?
Well, it all came about from a sort of idea between a PR agency and the charity to do a calendar, and I was approached to do the images for that. And I think pretty quickly it started... Turning around into looking at, well, how might we launch this, and, you know, what about an exhibition of the images? I was charged with coming up with some ideas, and what I really wanted to do was avoid the sort of cliché-type images of, you know, desperate homeless people in desperate situations and so on and so forth. So I turned the whole thing around, and what I decided to do was I wanted to place the viewer in the position of the homeless person, and I wanted the viewer to see through the eyes of the homeless person, which is why the exhibition is called I Spy. And it's pictures of life and life experiences through the eyes of the homeless.
Right, and will the viewer, the person used to a comfy living room, be shocked by the sort of places homeless people are living in?
I think they will. There's quite a lot of sentiment in the pictures. I mean, there are some, I would say, palatable pictures. There are also some extremely uncomfortable pictures as well. It deals with very difficult things such as, suicide, despair, loneliness. It doesn't all end like that. It ends hopefully, and of course that's the crucial thing about Simon on the Streets. They do invaluable work with very hard-to-reach groups, and you know, I really wanted to support them in the work that they were doing and in generating more knowledge and more awareness of the invaluable work that they do.
Did you come to any conclusions yourself, Nigel, on how, I just said that in the introduction there, how in a modern country like ourselves, some people can just fall so far away from the mainstream and live what is a horrendous, miserable life, homeless, you know?
Yeah, I mean, through my, I did a lot of research for the images, and essentially created them to order, and I was shocked at some of the things that I learned, and it rather blew some misconceptions for me. You know, people say, you know, that, some homeless people say, well, you know, people say, oh, just get a job. You know, actually, it's not like that. If you're homeless and you don't have an address, it's very difficult to get a job. And also, you can't claim benefits, I understand it as well, because you don't have an address or a mailing address. So without the money, how do you get the address? It becomes a vicious circle, like a whirlpool, which, you know, people can get sucked into.
And where can we see the exhibition?
The exhibition is at the Workhouse Modern Gallery in Coldbath Road, Harrogate. And it's on over the weekend, and the launch is at 6:30 tomorrow evening.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Simon on the Streets, assisted there with Nigel Tooby, taking scenes that of a lifestyle you certainly wouldn't aspire to, but I think you'd have your eyes opened as to how some live in Yorkshire. Time now is 17 minutes to 5. Time to introduce Neil Liversidge, your financial expert. And Neil, how are you today? All right?
Oh, sweating about the discounters.
Yeah, that special offer from Morrison's shows they're really worried, isn't it? You know, they don't want you flirting with the cheaper options. Have you ever gone in and bought, a go-kart?
I've recorded it.
Oh, fantastic.
But I don't know if I've done it right, so you need to... Oh.